It's the Currents Music News. I'm Jay Gabler, and this is Jade.
Hey, news people.
It is Wednesday, August 1st. Today we have some exciting news for Beatles fans, and we're going to learn how we found out that Nicki Minaj does not have Tracy Chapman's phone number. But first, we have some stories about interesting new music releases, a little bit unusual. One of them is from Dave Grohl, who's planned to release a two-part documentary that is going to climax with him playing every instrument onto a 23-minute original instrumental composition.
This actually sounds like something that Dave Grohl would do, because he did that series of music videos where he'd go to different towns and he'd talk to the people and go into the history of it. I think he likes setting up these challenges for himself, but it's a very Jack White sort of challenge.
Yeah. The point is that he wants to emphasize the importance of musical education. So he's going to intercut footage of him rehearsing and recording this song with footage of younger music students learning their instruments. Point being, wherever you are in life and your musical education, your musical journey, there's something for you to learn.
One day you'll eventually be Dave Grohl.
Yes, master of all instruments, releasing 23-minute songs. And yes, there is going to be a vinyl release. But the documentary is going to hit streaming services on August 10th. So there is a little promo clip for this forthcoming documentary and song that's out now. So here's a little taste of what it sounds like when Dave Grohl play with Dave Grohl and then Dave Grohl on drums. So Jack Antonoff, the summit of pop producer stardom right now. He's worked with Taylor Swift, Lorde, Pink, Fun, Bleachers, St. Vincent. And now he seems to be in the studio with the Dixie Chicks.
Heck yes. It's time for a Dixie Chicks revival. They have been, weirdly banished to a corner for far too long. So yes, bring them back, Jack. Bring them back.
12 years it's been since the Dixie Chicks' last studio album, Taking the Long Way, came out in 2006. And now Natalie Maines, frontwoman of Dixie Chicks, has been sharing on Instagram photos of instruments and one shot of Jack Antonoff playing violin. And she's using the hashtag DCX2018.
So new music on the way soon?
I think we can hope. She seems to be hinting. Maybe it could be a tour or something. Maybe they're just all hanging out together in the studio. But I think it's a good bet that we are going to get some new Dixie Chicks music this year.
Finally.
So for those who are still unfamiliar with the works of the blues greats and are still looking for some white guys to tell them what those greats are, the Rolling Stones are curating a new 2-CD compilation called Confessin' the Blues.
This is how they began. They were a blues bar band for years before, they were the Rolling Stones. So what are they going to be bringing us?
So this is intended as an introduction to music by the likes of Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, that Chicago blues turning into that rock and roll sound. And Keith Richards says, if you don't know the blues, there's no point in picking up the guitar and playing rock and roll or any other form of popular music.
And he would know.
He would know. And it certainly is very true. And the whole thing is for a good cause. A portion of sales from the album, which comes out November 9th, will go to Willie Dixon's Blues Heaven Foundation. Speaking of the British invasion, I mentioned we'd have some exciting news for Beatles fans, and here it is. Strawberry Field is set to open to the public.
There was a road that I lived on in London that was Strawberry Field. So I feel like I kind of know where this is, but is this like an actual location? Is it an amusement park?
Well, who knows what it'll turn into? It is an actual location. It's in Liverpool.
Ah.
So John Lennon used to play when he was growing up in this location that used to be a Salvation Army children's home. And so they would have an annual picnic he would go to, the band would play. And so he drew on his memories of these childhood years in writing the song Strawberry Fields Forever. The children's home closed in 2005, and now the Salvation Army kind of wants to reboot it as a tourist attraction, meaning it would be open officially to the public for the first time, and then also to use it as a training and work placement hubs for kids with learning disabilities. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field.
Jay, I'm loving all these feel-good stories. Everybody seems like they're lifting each other up. And I kind of have a feel-good, uplifting story for people because fans of Jenny from the Block, I mean, going back to her early days where she was the coolest fly girl on In Living Color to her becoming Selena, the ageless goddess Jennifer Lopez will be receiving the 2018 Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at this year's MTV Video Music Awards. And if you're scratching your head saying, what does that really mean? It's basically MTV's version of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's where they say you make the best videos and the best music. The very first one went to David Bowie back in 1984, and then Pink got it last year, and in between it was Beyonce and Kanye, and of course, obviously, Michael Jackson. Take your pick. Which Jenny from the Block are you? Do you go back old school, J-Lo? Are you, you know, wearing your pink velour jumpsuit?
I think I'm real with Ja Rule.
Yes. Also, there's I'm Glad. That's basically where she did the Flashdance remake. Waiting for Tonight, that's like the club jam. That's really my J-Lo. But she's not only going to receive this Vanguard Video Award, she's also up for two VMAs, and she's going to be performing. It's all going down at Radio City Music Hall on August 20th.
And this is so timely because today, August 1st, actually happens to be the 37th anniversary of the launch of MTV.
I want my MTV.
So Billboard, the music industry trade publication, is in the news itself because it is promising employees that it's going to improve its internal culture. This comes after the departure of former top executive John Amato, who left the company amid accusations of sexual harassment and editorial interference. Specifically, he reportedly asked some of the writers and editors for the publication to kill stories about a friend of his in the music industry who was accused himself of sexual misconduct.
You know, let's just clean the house everywhere. Just get out all of these gross people. So what's coming in? What's happening? I'm enjoying all the news of new people.
Yep. So the organization is pledging to make its workforce more diverse and pledging to remove obstacles that have impeded the upward mobility of women in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And as the New York Times notes, this is coming at a time of upheaval in the music industry and where Billboard really needs to rethink what it is and what it means as a publication. It now has increasing competition from other music publications. And traditionally, if Billboard has nothing else, they've got the charts, right? Like, you need Billboard to tell you what is the Hot 100, what's the number one song in the country.
What are we listening to? Yeah.
But now everyone from YouTube to Spotify to Apple Music, you name it, all of these competing streaming services want to be the ones who they'll tell you, oh, you know, here's the most streamed song on Spotify. Is that not the number one song in the country? Well, depends on how you define it, which has always been a little iffy. Nicki Minaj. Here is how we know that she does not have the phone number of Tracy Chapman.
Who doesn't have Tracy Chapman's phone number? Jeez, Nicki.
I know, right? I mean, I've got the digits.
Obviously.
Well, Nicki doesn't, because she actually was tweeting at Tracy Chapman asking her to, quote, please hit me. In other words, contact me.
Not even sliding in the DMs, just throwing it out there.
Throwing it right out there. And maybe her people were like, oh, come on, that's embarrassing. Because she did later delete the tweet. Or maybe they did get in touch with each other. Maybe Tracy Chapman saw the mention and contacted Nicki Minaj. Here's why Nicki Minaj is trying to contact Tracy Chapman. Because apparently there is a song on her forthcoming album, Queen, that samples Tracy Chapman. We don't know We don't know what Tracy Chapman song is sampled. And maybe even Nicki Minaj herself doesn't, because she said in a statement, I realize that this Tracy Chapman song is sampled on this song and they're trying to clear that sample. So she's actually pushed back the release date of her album from August 10th to August 17th as they try to get this sample clearance worked out.
Well, hopefully Tracy's listening right now and she can hit her up. Tracy, Nicki needs to hear from you.
The new release date will mean that Nicki Minaj's new album will be released on the same date as the new album by her friend, Ariana Grande. We know she's friends because Ariana Grande appears on a track on the new Nicki Minaj album. It's called Bed. Got a bed. Got a kiss. And that's the music news for today. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Cecilia Johnson. You can read more about all these stories at thecurrent.org. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines. You say I'm the goat, you're the Billy on you.